while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is A3O News on the go.
With the Wednesday A3O on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Two women are in custody in connection to an attempted auto theft that turned deadly in Minneapolis. The Minnesota DNR has identified persons of interest in connection to the origin of the Flanders fire, and Minneapolis leaders announced this summer's lineup of entertainment events. But first, Governor Walz visited Hennepin County Medical Center to celebrate the newly passed bipartisan legislative package that saved the safety net hospital. The state legislature provided $705 million to prevent HCMC's immediate shutdown, with $205 million to cover current operation deficits and a $500 million rainy day reserve account. Walz says while these funds will keep the hospital afloat, there's still more work to be done.
We know that it's a first step. We know that this did not fix it in its entirety. We know there are more things that need to be done. If we could get some stability, and I will just say it, some sanity out of the federal government around health care, that would go a long ways to helping us.
He says a new state work group will monitor these public funds to evaluate the hospital's long-term financial trajectory. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry introducing his pick to become the city's new fire chief.
What truly sets Reggie Freeman apart is his commitment to people.
Reggie Freeman applied for the chief's position 5 years ago but didn't get the job. Now Mayor Fry says he's hopeful that he will eventually be confirmed. Freeman says his priority will be building relationships within the community.
And being out in the community at events and the neighborhoods where our fire stations are located. That is critically important that the residents, they don't see the fire chief or their firefighters for the first time during an emergency.
There will be a public hearing on the nomination in July with the council voting to either deny or confirm his position. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Two women, an 18 and 19-year-old, are in custody for probable cause murder following an attempted auto theft in Minneapolis last Friday that turned deadly.
Both women were arrested yesterday on the 1000 block of Kingsford Street in St. Paul by the Minneapolis Police Violent Criminal Apprehension Team, a specialized tactical unit tasked with locating, tracking, and apprehending individuals wanted for crimes like murder. 38-year-old Amos Ferrier died Sunday from injuries suffered during that attempted car theft last Friday, where police say Ferrier was either hit by the car or jumped onto the hood as the suspects tried to get away. Ferrier was an Army medic in Afghanistan and was credited with saving multiple lives. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Minneapolis-based Target announcing today that first quarter fiscal earnings and revenue topped expectations, with reported net sales growing more than 6% year over year. Target CEO Michael Fidelke.
Today, we're reporting first quarter results that are stronger than expected. Early proof points that give us confidence we're on the right path. But to be clear, a single good quarter has never been our goal. Our goal is consistent long-term growth.
Same-store sales jumped 5.6%, the first positive same-store sales numbers in five quarters. Beauty, hardlines, and food led the overall increased sales across all merchandise departments. The Minnesota DNR announcing that they've identified persons of interest in connection to the origin of the Big Flanders fire burning near Breezy Point in Crow Wing County that consumed over 1,600 acres. Investigators are asking any residents who might have ring or trail cams in the Flanders Lake area, especially on the lake's western side, from Friday, May 15th to Sunday, May 17th, to contact them. That fire is now 95% contained. Also yesterday, investigators announced that the smaller Stort Trail fire north of Two Harbors was likely started by power lines. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is suing Minnesota over its new state law that makes wagering on prediction markets a felony. CFTC officials say Minnesota's law banning platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket is the most aggressive to date, and that criminalizing weather and crop-related events hurts farmers who have relied on these hedging products. The CFTC is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect on August 1st. Finally, downtown Minneapolis leaders announcing this summer's lineup of entertainment events and festivals. Minneapolis Downtown Council CEO Adam Dunick says it includes plenty of fun, intended to keep downtown workers in the area a bit longer, Tuesdays through Thursdays, the busiest in-office days.
It's not lost on us that leaving downtown, some of those busy days can be difficult, traffic-wise and all that. So if there are activities, whether it's live music, whether it's food trucks, Pilates in the park that the YMCA does with us, maybe those sorts of activities, if timed right, will be something to attract people to hang around and do those activities before they head home.
Dunick says they're also experimenting with closing down part of Nicollet Mall on the third Wednesday of each month, including rerouting buses for a one-block stretch between 9th and 10th Streets. And a new event this year capitalizes on the FIFA World Cup soccer tournament in June, where fans will be able to catch the action on an outdoor jumbo screen at PV Plaza. You can find a complete list of downtown's events, concerts, and festivals on our website at WCCORadio.com. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.